July 17th through the 19th at Yankton Trail Park right here in Sioux Falls. This is our 23rd year of Jazz Fest, and it's going to be free, just like usual, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, we have our 5K race. We have our Jazz Fest Jazz Camp. We have South Dakota Public Broadcasting is going to be doing the TV show again, and all these things that kind of come together to help us to make Jazz Fest a cool event.
Who's coming?
Well, we got some South Dakota artists that are going to appear at Jazz Fest this year. We've got Dakota Jazz Collective. They're a local Sioux Falls jazz group that have been appearing all around the state. We also have Brandon Sprague, who's from Deadwood, and he plays at the Tobacco Company there. He's a blues artist. He's been to Jazz Fest before and is really a nice guy. Has a few, you know, he's a writer and a blues artist, and he has a few CDs out. Then we have our Jazz Fest jazz band. The top band from the camp gets to play, and with them is a guest artist. He's probably one of the best trombonists in the world. His name is Wycliffe Gordon. Great educator, great guy, loves to work with kids, loves to be a part of camps and do that kind of stuff. And he's actually a really good musician, too. So it's it does help. From Lincoln, Nebraska, we have two Nebraska artists. We have Josh Hoyer and the Shadow Boxers. It's a 9-piece funk band. Really fun guys. Have a men backup singers, some pretty girls singing backup. And then Chris Lager, who was with us last year. But unfortunately, the dreaded bump, they got bumped off the main stage because of some weather. And so they're coming back this year to all their fans that were bummed out about that. From Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Jack Brass Band. And these guys are kind of a mix between Van Halen and the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. They take new songs and they kind of put them into this old kind of arrangement of New Orleans-style jazz. They're a 10-piece band, and when we're talking tuba and banjo and all that kind of stuff. And it should be fun. And then another jazz group from Los Angeles, her name is Jennifer Keith, and she's bringing her quintet. And she's a kind of a pinup girl. She's kind of a retro girl. She likes to dress in the 50s, kind of the Betty Page kind of thing.
Sure.
Kind of singing songs, dressing in that period, singing songs from that period. And she has a group of really stellar studio musicians who are into this same kind of vibe of being retro.
Okay.
So she's going to be fun. It's kind of like Peggy Lee meets Julie London. And now for some blues.
All right.
We've got a couple of really great blues artists. Kelly Ritchie Band. She's from Cincinnati. She's been touring for 25 years. She is a tough cookie. And she sings an axe-grinding kind of blues sound with her guitar and her voice. And she's kind of the real deal when you think about tough blues. And then on the other side of that, we have another blues artist who's from Kansas City, who's a little more delicate in the way she performs. Her name's Samantha Fish. Samantha is younger. She was, I think in 2012, Blues Foundation voted her debut artist of the year. Mid-Continent Communications helped us out again with some sponsorships. And on Friday night, our headliner will be George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
Oh.
Yeah, moving on over and Bad to the Bone and One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer, all those tunes that everybody kind of recognizes. This is his 40th year touring, so he's celebrating his 40th year. You know, George has been, when you do it for 40 years, you do it right. And then on Saturday, he's been featured on the Beatles tribute. He's been featured on the Grammys this year. He was featured on the MTV Awards. He was featured on the Kennedy Center, and that is the guitarist Gary Clark Jr. He's really, I mean, he's kind of like turned himself into the who's who of blues guitar playing, and he's appearing with everybody. So he's going to be our headliner on Saturday night. And following Gary Clark Jr., presented by Mid-Continent Communications, we have Government Mule. Government Mule's headlining on Saturday night. This is the guitar player from the Allman Brothers, and he's had his own band for years. Internationally acclaimed blues artist,